You are listening to the Real BS Show. The B stands for Bill, and the S stands for Seth.
That's correct.
Third son from the Rock. Just stay away from the Bible today.
Hey, we're here. This is the complaint department now.
Yeah,
right?
Is this? Yeah. Well, did I tell you I had my surgery, my attempted a surgery.
Huh?
6 o'clock in the morning. I'm checking in. 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
After a two-hour drive to get there.
That's crazy.
And I lay around in a hospital bed that didn't work. It was deader than a doornail. The lights were on full bright, and they couldn't shut them off. And the whole electrical panel up over my head was dead.
That's crazy.
Dead. Now, trust me, I laid there for 4 hours waiting. Well, they took everybody else but me. Saved me for last. And then the doctor put me out, stuck me full of holes. I come back out of the thing. He said I couldn't do anything.
Oh, I thought you Nothing. Came out and became a woman.
No, I could have been anything, because when I come out of there, I was full of happy juice. Oh, I told that lady that she was beautiful. Just give me some more. Yeah. And then the doctor talked to me, but I don't know what he said.
Right.
I have no idea. Good doctor, though. Good doctor. But here's the pincher. Here's the clincher. $33,650 for nothing.
Right, right.
Zero.
And your insurance paid most of it, right?
Well, I got a copay of $300, which they're never going to see.
Right.
They want me to pay on the way in. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, wait a minute. I want to make sure I'm walking back out of here. Then I'll pay you. But when I came out, I was in Daffy Land, so I went right past the pay desk and didn't pay them. Oh, shoot. All that pain, suffering, and agony for nothing. And then they charged $33,652. Unreal. What in the world? I'm going to open a car garage, and I'm going to do the same thing. So here, I'll fix your brakes.
You got to pay first.
$3,000. Oops, sorry, we couldn't fix them. But here's the bill.
Make sure you pay.
Yeah, right. Pay on the way out. Oh, give me a break. And then today, I went looking for an oil change for my car.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. You think I was asking for a new leg or something. I mean, these... Well, we're booked till the second Tuesday of next week. Give me a break. I mean, geez, just a Monroe muffler. Monroe, is that right? Yeah, Monroe.
Right.
Monroe. They had a big sign there, help wanted. I says, well, hire me. Just for half an hour, I'll change my oil and then I'll quit. I said, are you hired? He said, yeah, definitely we're hired. I said, well, good, hire me. I'll change my oil, rotate my tires, and then I'll be done. Boom. Oh, then I went to a couple other places. The same thing.
Right.
It's like you're bothering them, you know? Right. So what the heck? What's going on? So I got mad, went to Walmart, got a big jug of oil and a filter, went home, did it myself.
Right.
Jeez, oh man.
That is crazy.
Rotated my tires and changed my oil. Bingo.
Right. And so you're going to be going back again for this appointment, too.
Yeah, I already did.
Yeah.
Now they want to start all over with CAT scans again.
Right. Are they going to find the cat or what?
I don't know. this last doctor said, check my feet.
Right.
See, I have a plugged up artery in my leg,
right.
My left leg.
Right.
And this last go around for $33,000, he was going to put a stent in the artery to open it up. Well, he couldn't do it.
Right.
So all he did is left me black and blue and stripped me out.
Right.
So Now, I went back yesterday, I think. I don't know. I think it was yesterday. And this new doctor wants to do a bypass, where they tap into the right leg and run a plastic hose over to the left leg on the other side of the blockage and pump oil, or not oil, blood.
Oil.
And I said, what the heck? Oh, 2 days, you'll be out of here.
Right.
And I said, well, then she wanted to know the whole story. She said, tell me what happened, you know, from beginning to end. And I thought that was refreshing. I mean, nobody's asked me anything about, you know.
Right.
So I got sort of like, oh, that's because you're plugged up. Okay. Well, see, and then she put a meter or something on my feet. And my left leg, down at my feet, was almost as good as the right one.
Right.
She said, wait a minute. She said, this isn't. She's, you know, almost like she's saying that you don't need a bypass.
Right.
I said, I can't tell you that for sure, but we'll start all over, do a CAT scan.
Right.
And stick dye in, you know, so they can watch where the blood goes.
Right.
And that made a lot more sense to me. I said, but I don't know why we spend thousands and thousands of dollars already on all these pictures and CAT scans before, and evidently nobody's looking at them.
Right. It's kind of weird.
Weird, yeah. It's just like, oh, boy. I'm just frustrated, disgusted. You know, and my leg is getting better all by itself, you know, because I said, well, it doesn't hurt anymore. You know, just barely in the beginning of the day, maybe just a little bit, then it just goes away, and I can walk down and get the mail, which is a half hour, you know, walk, or a half mile walk one way.
Right.
It's all uphill coming back, and I can do it.
Right.
So before, I couldn't go 30 feet without taking a break.
Right.
So, I don't know. But it is getting better.
You seem like your color's back again, too.
My you know, color? Good. That's because I was at my little muscle break today. Got all ticked off. And then, to beat it all, I mean, it started out at $20 for an oil change.
Right,
you know,
right.
A year or two back. You know what they're up to now? $70.
Jeez.
And then they can't take me in for a couple weeks.
That's crazy.
I said, all right, mark me down. And I said, ah, never mind. I'll do it myself.
Right.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I think all these fast oil change places are going out of business or something. I couldn't find any.
Yeah, because a lot of people are going to garages anymore and just getting oil change there or a dealership.
Well, I went to a couple garages and it was like I had smallpox or something. You know, it's like they didn't want to talk to me. I said, doesn't anybody want to take my money? And then I come to find out they're as bad as Monroe Muffer. Same price.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Then I was asking about tires. Holy smoke, forget it. Don't. You got to go online and buy tires or go to Walmart and order them online. They'll deliver them to your house for free.
Right.
$70 a tire.
Right.
Not 200.
Yeah. I mean, there's some tire places, I mean, that really are very high in price. It's just outrageous.
Oh, man. And then they, you know, what kind of tire do you want? I said, I don't know. I want a good one. All season, you know, just you don't change them all the time. You just drive them until they're bald. Well, we can get you any tire you want. And they all say that. Well, I don't know. How about a Cooper tire? No, I don't want them. How about a Kelly tire? No, forget it. They're only good for about 15,000 miles and then they're bald. That's what I'm looking at now.
Right. Yeah, it's just that, you know, I know a lot of people that do go through different, where they only do tires. And I swap out tires with winter and all seasons. And it just makes it easy. You just rotate your tires around, you'll be fine, you know? But most people don't do that. They just run the tires.
You know what? I'm going to buy some tires. I'm going to mount them myself. I ain't going to balance them. Because when I look in there, and there's so much crap and crud in there, how can you balance them? You drive down a muddy road, and bingo, they're not balanced anymore.
Right.
The treads full of dirt and mud, and inside the wheels all covered with mud and dirt. And something's not. So I'll just go without balancing. Screw that.
The only downside is if you get a bulge in your tire, that sucks. That really does suck, getting a bulge in the tire. The tire, when at a certain speed, it starts vibrating, you know?
Well, I guess it would. That, whether you balance it or not, that's going to happen.
Right, right.
I don't know. It feels like everybody's screwing everybody, you know?
To a point, there's truth to that.
It's just all money, 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 and I don't know. Take the money and run. That's all it is. I just want to sit up and... And she told this lady, doctor said, well, you should not smoke any cigars anymore. I said, ma'am, this is the only thing I got left. I said, if I quit that, I'll be perfect. I mean, I don't cuss, swear, do drugs, chase women. I got rid of the Harley. I quit the band. I said, I don't do anything anymore. Next thing you'll be telling me, I can't drink Coca-Cola. Then I'm going to shoot myself. I might as well commit suicide. Boom. What's left?
The Coca-Cola holds him there. Now we're sponsored by Coca-Cola, Judd. We're not.
Make me drink Pepsi or something, and I will die.
Yeah, geez, yeah. That, well, it's in there.
And that's not BS. That's real. That's for sure. Hey, let's listen to this guy come together.
Okay.
All right. I liked him. Who was that?
Gary Clark Jr.
Gary Clark. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Any of you own this business out here at Snaptight or something?
No.
Gary Clark. Snaptight. I thought he did own Snaptight.
This guy here is not the same guy, for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Gary Clark, Snaptight guy. He couldn't play guitar either. So, all right, let's listen to him finish it off. BS show coming to you live from the basement.
Full of stuff.
Well, I did some, I told you about the mufflers and the oil change and all that stuff.
Right.
And the fiasco at the hospital.
Yeah.
And how expensive everything's getting.
Yeah.
I mean, I started out at $20 for an oil change. Now I'm up to 70.
Right.
That's why I did it myself today. Right. I don't know if I threw that in there or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So you're saying you're offering oil change for $20 to people?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you mentioned something about starting your own company and charging them.
No, I'm done working. Jeez. I'll work for myself now. Well, let's listen to Sia, because this song comes from a movie where the whole world fell apart. or at least California. Yeah. San Andreas Fault all the way up to San Francisco.
Right.
So let's listen to CIA and then we'll think of some other stuff to complain about. Okay?
Sounds good.
You got some stuff to think
of? Oh, sure.
Okay, let's let them have it. RealBSShow.com coming at you. You can listen anytime you like. Just be careful, folks, because you get addicted to this stuff.
Right.
I've been hearing that all over the place.
Yeah, especially in Ukraine. I hear Ukraine.
Well, they're wanting us to do more shows, so they got more stuff to choose from.
Right.
So we're working on it.
Yeah.
But I had a little medical emergency there for a while.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, to fill you in a little bit more about this, when you look at this, I mean, 4 or 5 hours, and they didn't do anything, and they charged me $33,652. So what I did is I started asking everybody I could bump into at the hospital there yesterday, matter of fact.
Right.
I said, how do I buy stock in this company? I said, I want a piece of this action. This is, I mean, it's just packed full of people in there.
Right.
I had to park on the roof across the street. I got there at 10 o'clock or something, and the parking lot was full all the way to the top. I mean, when the waiting rooms are just packed with people, I mean, everybody. Unbelievable. Whew. So, I mean, if they're making that kind of money off of me, they must be making it off of everybody.
Right, right.
So I don't know how Medicare is staying alive. So I wanted to... I said, I want to buy some stock. Well, nobody there knew anything. I said, I don't know. We don't know. Nobody knew. I even asked the doctors. They didn't know either. I said, wait a minute.
And today when we were eating, we...
I asked you.
I think it's a nonprofit. And I looked it up. I Googled it.
A nonprofit. Think of that. Something.
So you have this Marvel idea.
Something shifty's going on there, big time.
Right. You have this Marvel idea of why not open stocks for nonprofits. And it's like, I'm sure that would help out a lot of nonprofits.
Well, there must be a law against that, but there's...
Oh, there probably is.
Holy cow.
There's now a trend with newspapers. Since newspapers can't compete with the internet, a lot of them are trying to file for nonprofit status. And I think that's quite interesting because that means they can't run a profit. So they're in a negative now, and a lot of them are just not making profits. Why not go for nonprofit status?
I think that's who's making all the money in this world is the nonprofits.
We'll have to ask Dave about that.
Holy cow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I suppose Hammett's the same way.
I'm not sure about that. I think they're UMPC. UMPC, so I'm not sure.
Well, that's just the other insurance. When I dug down through all of that, the insurance companies own the hospital.
Yep.
I mean, wait a minute.
Right.
So they're sending themselves a bill.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Then there's some adjuster there trying to...
Something's wacky's going on. I mean, it just... just floored me. Everybody says, well, what's your copay? $300? So don't worry about it. Pay $300 and you're off to go.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know... There's something wacky there. I mean, it's just incredible.
How much was it for the room again?
The room itself was $5,000, and nothing worked.
And so
4 hours, 5 hours. I told the doctor yesterday, I says, geez, I could go to a motel and get for $100, I get a room where everything worked.
And the bed vibrates.
For 24 hours. Yeah. Geez, unreal. Unreal. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just St. Vincent and the other ones aren't that way.
I don't know.
I've heard stories from Hammett, too. So
I don't know. Maybe so.
I don't know. It's just something crazy. I think the whole system's out of, I don't know, so many people there and in such bad shape. I mean, everybody was, I'm looking around and I'm thinking, geez, do I look like this?
I don't think so, no.
Ooh.
No.
I feel like it.
Nah, well, maybe so. I mean,
I get sick just sitting there.
I think just going to different stores and seeing people, it's kind of unnerving.
Yeah, go sit down at Walmart and watch people walk in and out of there. Yeah. I don't mean to be a cut above everybody else, but I'm just thinking, I wonder if I look like that. Holy cow.
I think, well, you know, they say sitting is the new smoking, so I do think that's true.
Go to McDonald's or Burger King or any of that place.
Well, heart disease is the number one killer right now.
Really?
Yep. Obesity and heart disease are the number two killers in the nation right now.
What happened to lung cancer?
That's went down. Smoking. Everyone's not smoking. Not everybody, but a lot of people aren't smoking anymore. So they're starting to see a decrease in lung disease.
Well, I like them little cigars, but I don't inhale them.
No.
At least I don't think
that's what
I do.
Bill Clinton
not
said.
Not on purpose, anyways.
Isn't that what Bill Clinton said?
Yeah. Well, he was running for president, so he had to say that.
Yeah.
He was talking about dope. He wasn't talking about smoke. I don't know. It's a crazy world. Yeah. Crazy world. So you can't buy stock in these non-profitable, super-duper expensive hospitals. Yeah. I mean.
You should check out their revenue.
Jeez.
They're obviously not putting money into the rooms. I'll put it that way.
Man, oh, man. I don't know. You know, there's something. I guess the Defense Department and a lot of other places are the same way.
Oh, you know, how much money was lost in the Pentagon? They did a survey on that. You remember hearing about that?
They don't even know where it went.
$1 trillion gone. Don't even know where it is.
Jeez.
No, I can't even wrap my head around $1 trillion.
No, right.
I can't.
Right.
That's a thousand.
That's how far away the nearest star is. $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Just unnerving.
I think it's all out of control. I mean, it's so far gone that I don't think anybody's going to get a grip on it. My son has been in pain for 7 years.
Right.
And he's screwing around, and they have, it's like he can't get any kind of nothing from anybody.
Hmm.
It's like nobody has the answer, you know? I mean, it's just frustrating. And now I see what he means.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Here I am. I mean, I should have never went to no doctor. I let my kids talk me into it.
Yeah.
Because I was going to fix it myself, and I was doing good.
Right.
I'm still doing good.
Well, I think...
Except for I got a black and blue abdomen from where the guy was poking me.
It's still black and blue.
No, it's just about gone now. Wow. Amazing.
I do think, you know, like you were saying also, too, that the nurses and the doctor are all nice and everything.
Well, the doctors were very good, I think, you know.
Right.
At least at St. Vincent's, you know.
Right.
Before that, I can't say that. I mean, the first doctor I ran into, I hit it off bad, real bad. Right. Super bad.
He had a nasty attitude.
Oh, man. He wrote me a prescription and sent me on my way.
Right, right.
He said, eat these. So I ate them for a couple of weeks, and I just pitched them. I said, I ain't.
Right.
So I went four or five. Well, I shouldn't say that because I was supposed to be eating these pills, so my, what do you call it, cholesterol,
yes,
and my,
yeah,
and blood thinner, and I don't know what else.
Right.
I figured, well, I eat a bunch of those, and next thing you know, I'll have cancer.
Right.
You know, then I can really start eating pills.
Mm.
Jeez, oh, man. So anyways, I went a long time without anything, and I was getting much, much better. And then the first doctor called me up. I was supposed to call him back and go back for an appointment in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, screw that.
Right.
So June came and went. July came and went. August showed up. His office called me up and said, hey, it's time for your appointment here. We got to schedule your colonoscopy or whatever that's called.
Right, right.
Ah, jeez. And that, you know, if they hadn't have done that, I would have never called back.
Right.
But they did that. It just ticked me off. So I called them back. I said, my leg hurts, not my butt, you know. Let's do one thing at a time
right,
here.
Right, right.
All it did was laugh, you know. Yeah, it was, yeah, just, oh, yeah. Is that so funny? So there I go, boom, into the hospital and, you know, poking holes in me and.
Not that button. But
who knows where it's going to end, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Mm.
I don't know. I think I just sit up there on the hill and feed the deer, and my leg doesn't hurt.
Right.
You know, I'm that almost back to normal.
But that new doctor that you have, she is suggesting to get a CAT scan.
The bypass, right? Yeah, the bypass doctor. She was she wanted to know every detail from the very beginning. I mean, she acted like she really cared.
Right.
You know, and I'm thinking, wow, this is different.
Right.
And so she wanted to know the whole story, you know, and that was encouraging, let's put it that way. And then she's saying, and she did check my feet, and she says, well, they're both pretty good, you know.
Right.
I mean, the blood pressure in your feet is not bad.
Right.
I said, I know. Everybody keeps telling me my foot's going to fall off, but my foot's fine.
Right.
And she says, well, we got to start over here.
Right.
So instead of jumping into a bypass, you know, where they dice you up something awful.
Right.
She's suggesting that we start over, and maybe we don't need to do that.
Right.
And I'm on her side. You know, give me some Drano and I'll be good.
Right, right.
Ah, shoot. Well, instead of us babbling, don't you have any complaints?
I'm sure I got some complaints, you know. Let's do a song and I'll come back with some.
All right, yeah, you think about it and you come back with some, and we'll tear up something else here.
Right.
Okay.
Dad is flown across the ocean. Leaving just a memory. Snapshot in the family album. Daddy, what else did you leave for me? All hard work
Listening to the real BS show, the very addictive BS show.
The Bill and Seth show.
Yeah, the Bill and Seth, not bull stuff.
No.
Seth, what are you ticked off about? What gets under your craw these days? I know it changes from week to week.
Right.
But that's normal.
Right. I think journalism, there's a lot of good journalists out there.
But journalism?
Yeah.
Like newspapers?
Right. Or TV or, you know, internet or blogging.
I don't watch TV anymore.
Right, neither do I. But I would say a good 90% of journalism is near dead. Investigative journalism
is dead.
Well,
they lost my vote, right. I tell you that.
The problem is...
It's all opinions. It's not really fact.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not investigative journalism. It's not deep journalism like it used to be. It's opinions, and you have to pick a side. And I don't get into that too well. I think that has caused a lot of divide in this country. And but the problem is the consumers are watching it. And so... they're at fault too.
I can't even imagine what people are watching nowadays, because the stuff they put on TV is like,
right,
holy smokes.
Well,
the crap,
if you look at the numbers, there's less people watching both Fox and MSNBC, so or CNN. They're all like almost dead networks. And if you don't believe that, go Google it. So why even take their opinion at value when they're nearly dead? It's the same thing with newspapers.
Yeah, but why do they put these shows and all these commercials? I mean, do people believe this stuff?
Yeah.
And they must, because these companies have researched and spend a lot of money to put these commercials on. And
the other one is that gets me is cable TV. Like, why would anyone ever waste their money paying for cable TV when there's nothing on there at all anymore? The whole model of cable TV is completely wiped out with the internet now.
Yeah.
So I think that's another one.
I get everything I want on my telephone.
Right. You can get Netflix.
Everything.
You can get Hulu.
Prime Videos.
Right.
YouTube. Boom.
Yeah. I mean, this day and age,
$55
it's like,
a month, unlimited.
Right. Why would you waste your time paying $100 and some where the rates keep on increasing and you're stuck into a contract when you could
be... And it's mostly commercials.
Right. You're paying for commercials.
Crazy, whacked out commercials.
Right. So that one bothers me too. I complain about that all the time because I would never pay for that. I used to. And then I was like, one day, I'm like, when they started releasing like Netflix and they started releasing Hulu and YouTube had a lot of videos, I'm like, why am I paying for cable TV and they keep on raising the rates? It's not about the money.
So don't buy stock in...
Right. No. Well, they're dying. The cable
TV
is dying.
Was it DirecTV and Dish?
Yeah, they're dying.
Yeah.
And Time Warner, you know, their TV, all that stuff's dying. Cable TV is dying. So why journalism is dying. That's another one that's dying. But that's another one, too, is people actually getting together, like friends getting together. People don't do that too often anymore. Social clubs, they're dead. And it's tragic. Like, people used to go bowling. They used to go to the movies or hang out in groups. And I'm sure people still do. But there's been studies on this. The aggregate is important here. There's been studies on this all across the country. There's less people going to social clubs. There's less people going to...
I think they go there to eat.
Right.
Get some kind of home cooking and at a decent price, maybe.
But it's not just that. People aren't going to bowling anymore. They're not going to, like... People weren't hanging out together in groups. Like they used to.
You can't stand each other.
No, they're all on the internet now. Everyone's on the even the older, like your generation, they're on the internet and they're not actually hanging out with anybody and just relaxing. When you were younger, if you made plans,
so you think Facebook's taken over? Or?
No, Facebook's starting to die because a lot of people that are younger.
I quit it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't.
Right. I mean, a lot of people that are younger aren't getting on Facebook as often, so it's more the older crowd on Facebook, and a lot of them
move over.
Well, a lot of younger people are on other social media, but still, a lot of that's owned by, like, Facebook. So Instagram, that's owned by Facebook, you know.
Right. You
know, so my thing is...
Now they're selling computers that where you can video talk to... I forgot the name of it, but it's all by Facebook. It's... FaceTalk or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's all, you just buy this computer, laptop,
yeah,
and it's, you know, it's just really a video phone.
Right.
But it all works through Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust that. But I just think the disconnect from people actually getting together and just relaxing is important.
Who's that guy that spilled the beans on the NSA or NSI?
Edward Snowden.
Snowden. Do you ever listen to him?
Oh, yeah.
Holy catfish.
He released
a lot.
They'll
scare the daylights out of you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple. They're all involved. The data center, the collection, it's a wide range of information being collected on citizens.
Everybody, yeah. Everything you've done or do is
The Fourth Amendment.
Brought up, yeah.
It's being stripped away here.
Yeah.
And that's been since, you know, they passed the U.S. Patriot Act, and they keep on reaffirming it.
Yeah, but people are allowing it to happen because...
They fear.
Well, no, I ain't doing nothing wrong. Who cares?
Right. You know? Well, here's the thing is anything can be misconstrued.
Exactly.
Just anything you search can be misconstrued, and that's a problem. The problem is they have a very, very wide net with no warrants. I don't like the warrantless searches. That's right. Very unnerving that we strip away. In Pennsylvania, we just had the primaries here, and there was the Marcy's Law. And it stripped away due process for the defendant to receive information about the plaintiff, the charges being filed. It strips away the due process. And I believe it was the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, they said they're going to ignore the referendum that happened. But people, 75% of people just read the simple statement that was on the vote and didn't read the actual bill. That was like saying, oh, we're not going to let due process happen for the defendant to get information. And it's a little disturbing that we're stripping that away out of fear. Like, people are so like, we need to protect the victims. Okay, yes, we already have laws for that. But let's not strip away due process. We need, you know, if someone says you did something to them, wouldn't you want to say, where's the evidence? They have evidence. I want to know what it is, you know?
Getting very hairy.
And that's a little unnerving, you know. That's the Fifth Amendment that says we are allowed to have due process. I mean, that's our right. And I think that's something that's important. California passed that, for instance. They have the Marcy Law, and they passed it. Hmm. That's stripping away the Fifth Amendment of having due process. And that's something that's unnerving. And Edward Snowden talked about...
So you're guilty till you're proven innocent?
Yeah, that's basically, you know. Yeah. I think those are concerns of mine and complaints is, number one, there's too many people that are apathetic about politics.
Well, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I've heard in the past and probably still now, a lot of people think Snowden ought to be hung up by his throat.
I've heard that before.
You know, a lot of people, I mean, a lot of these presidential candidates.
Yeah.
I think you ought to give him a medal.
Yeah, I think so. He was a hero in a lot of ways. Of course, he did some things illegally, but, you know, I think in some ways...
I don't think he had a choice.
He had to. He had the consciousness. I mean, he was raised in a military family, very patriotic family, and then came to realization that what was going on was against the Constitution and against the Bill of Rights.
Completely.
Here we are. With the government stepping over bounds out of fear.
So now Facebook and Google are doing it.
Oh, sure. Well, it's the same thing with China. Everyone talks about China having the social credit score.
Yeah, exactly.
The U.S. already has that. The corporations give it to you. Yeah. If you say the wrong thing on Twitter, they ban you.
You know, I thought about that. You know, these presidents, Obama, he said some really neat stuff. Really, it made me think about voting for him. George Bush. I mean, all these guys.
Oh, sure.
Well, once they get in office.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it changes.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well,
corporations are running the show.
Well, here's the thing. George Bush Jr., when he came into office, a lot of people voted for him because he was not anti-war, but more isolationist. And then once 9/11 happened, we're going to Iraq, and Iraq was not even associated with it. Like the analysts in CIA kept on saying, there's no connection to Iraq. And yet we went into Iraq. Afghanistan made sense, but Iraq didn't. But then
I think the Carlyle Group and all these big companies.
But then you have Obama, when he was running for president, he was clamoring that he was going to get rid of, you know, in these wars. What did he do? He increased them. He increased the troop count.
That's what I said. The corporations are running the show.
And then the drones. We won't even talk about the drones, which causes more terrorism. But, you know.
The president, whoever the president is, he's got all these people running the show behind the scenes, the CIA and all these different outfits. And they're so entrenched and been doing it for years and years and years. And then a president's going to come in and just put a stop to all this? Forget it.
How about this one? When they
can't keep track of all that.
When Trump went to visit Obama the first time, do you think they took him in the back and said,
Okay, here's who really killed JFK. and if you don't listen, you're next.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I've heard, who's that, Jesse Ventura said the same thing. I run for president, I'm dead.
Yeah. There's some new, I've been watching the JFK files. It's not TV or anything. I've actually been reading the JFK files because it's very fascinating information being released. And there's something connection with the Cuban refugees that left Cuba. They started forming groups to go back to Cuba and fight. And somewhere along the lines, there's something connection with Oswald there. And it's like the CIA knows more than they have told the public, and that's in the documents too.
And the CIA ran a whole show, I think.
And it's like there's a connection between something going on.
They didn't want to leave Vietnam. They didn't want to do, you know, the Federal Reserve. There's all kinds of things Kennedy was aiming at. And
right.
They all knew it, and they said, let's get rid
of
them.
Well, that's what people forget is JFK, he was the one that started Vietnam. I mean, we had soldiers there from when JFK started sending advisors, and in the troop.
Well, it was before him. Oh, Eisenhower.
Eisenhower had some there, but they were like 300, where JFK bumped it up to like 10,000 or something like that. But I just.
Well, he wanted to bring them all home. He wanted to stop it and end it.
Right.
And Johnson didn't want that.
But the whole thing with that is just is crazy. I don't know. There's a lot of things with the division in the country. It's artificial. I think people are more in common than they realize they are.
I think Obama had the right ideas, but once he got in there and the big boys said, hey, look, you know, you can say all you want to, but here's what you're going to do, and bingo.
Well, I mean,
he fell right into step with everybody else.
You know, that's the thing, you know. I mean, I'm not sure. I think... I remember when, like, Ron Paul was running, and he was, like, number two in the caucus in Iowa, and nobody talked about him. They, like, skipped right over him.
Oh,
and that was just unnerving.
Ridiculed
him. Yeah, I'm like, what the heck? People really enjoyed him in Iowa, and like that, but they ignored him because he was talking about things about ending the Federal Reserve, ending the IRS. He was ending, you know, the wars, you know, bringing the troops home.
Income tax.
I mean, like, holy cow, you know?
So you can't do that. The corporation's got too much going for them, and they, you know, they need these fighting going on.
You know, I think we're bad company, Bill, for people.
Yeah, let's do a little bad company. that sounds like a good idea. Warm the audience up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Company always on the run, a destiny, oh, it's the rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hands, behind the gun, I'll make my final stand. Yeah, and that's why they call me Bad Company. I can't deny Bad Company. Today I die. Until the day why they call me bad company.
This is the real BS show. We're coming at you, but we're leaving.
Yeah.
You ready to go?
We're coming back and leaving.
We BS'd enough for another one night.
We can give him one more song.
We can what?
Give him one more song, you know?
Nah, let's just... People are falling asleep already.
Oh, that's right. I thought that last song probably livened him up a little bit, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's say goodbye, say goodnight, tuck everybody in, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Have a good night.
See you, Seth.
See ya.